Hello, my name is Anthony Hines. For the last many years, I have been trying to give my experience to people regarding their career development, as well as how to navigate and successfully get through the job search process to get a great job for as your next job. Okay? Today we're going to talk a little bit about time management. I have a completely different perspective than most people on time management. First of all, I have a real firm rule, and that is the busiest people have time for everything. Do you know why that is? Because they manage their time properly, and they understand that time is something for them to manage and not something that manages them. Okay? I'm going to give you a few tips today on how to look at the whole time management game. A lot of people look at time management and see it as a never-ending battle and a never-ending chase to see how they can pick up time, because to be honest, as everyone knows, the most important thing in life is time, because of the fact we all have a limited amount of time to do anything and everything that we want to do during our existence on the planet Earth, right? We all don't really know how much time we have, but we do know that the time that we have currently is time that we can manage. And we can do it by first understanding that it is your responsibility to manage your time. Okay? People who say they don't have time are giving you excuses. Okay? That's one thing I want to say. When I say the busiest people have time for everything, it's because the people that are busy know how to manage their time in most cases, and they know what's important, all right? But before you can set your priorities of what's important and what isn't regarding all of your time management, you have to eliminate one emotion, and that emotion is guilt, okay? In most cases, you do not have to stay the extra 10, 15 minutes, half hour to finish the project because you want to get that far ahead, or your boss will be mad at you if you don't do it, or some other guilt-related response that your inner voice gives to you, okay? I want you to understand that that is garbage, that is crap, all right? Most of the time, when you're giving yourself guilt and pressure, it's self-induced, okay? It's not because your boss actually wants it. It's because you think that's what your boss wants, right? So what I'm saying to you is, in order to eliminate that guilt, maintain proper communications with your boss through scheduled meetings and through a constant give and take with your boss, so that you are very clear on what the priorities are, when they are due, and how much time needs to be put into each of these priorities. Do not let yourself get out of control with your time by allowing guilt to rule your time management. That is a waste of time. Okay? Next thing is, I want you to create for mundane or repeatable tasks. I want you to create templates or documents that can be tweaked. This will allow you to just do a few strokes to get a lot of work done because the document's already created. Maybe you have to add a few items, the person's name or the account number or the like. Get those documents that are yours and sure you have them all tweaked. And I mean, all template created. Now, everybody has the big ones, right? But what about the little ones? Okay? Do you have emails that you send all the time that you could keep a draft of where you could cut and paste and reuse where you're just tweaking some of the information? Everybody does it with documents, but do you do it with emails? Are you saving emails that you always sent so that you can just tweak and resend? How much time do you think that saves? Okay? How about distribution lists? Do you have distribution lists in your email so that instead of re-adding people in the CC or the to field, do you have a distribution list that you always use to go and make sure that you're not forgetting names? How about that? Do you have that? How about in your emails, do you tell people when the expected response or the deadline for the response is, so that when you send the email, you're not having to send reminders because your original email tells the deadline of when you would like the response by? Do you have that? Have you eliminated multiple receipt requests that are unnecessary that you have to click on because you don't need them, but you've never changed the emails to not have you get those receipt requests? Have you ever done that and cleaned up your email in that respect? Do you do archiving? Getting the emails properly archived in their folders over time on a scheduled basis so that you're not constantly having to look through emails that you don't need. Okay? Think of all those items I just said. Have you done that? Do you do that? Think of all the time that you will save. Remember, if you save 30 seconds five times, right? That is 2.5 minutes. If you save it 50 times, that's 20 minutes plus. Okay? And the fact of the matter is that when you look to incrementally save on a very small basis by creating templates, distribution lists, and repeatable, usable documents, then the time's gonna add up. That's gonna allow you to take on new tasks if you need it. And then you're gonna have a real sense of control because everything's at your fingertips now and you're not rebuilding things, right? Now, a lot of times people say in the time management type classes, what is priority B? What is priority A? What is priority C? What is priority D? Right? I'm telling you, the second you get the task or you get the assignment, put it in its proper priority. That way you're never rethinking what you have to redo all the time because your priorities are set and consistent. And if you're not sure, you go to your boss and ask, because you need to make sure that you and your boss are in communication regarding what your priorities are. Okay? The next thing I want you to think about is doing things that are not part of your job. I will tell you, that is something that I sometimes did because I wanted to help the team out or do what was needed in the crunch period. But remember, your job is always the top priority. Other tasks and outside tasks that are not officially part of your job, those are not the priority. That's where guilt comes in, where you think you have to do everything. This really affects people that take their jobs seriously and really, really make a job a high priority in their life. There are people everyone works with that does this, that basically their job is their life. I don't question that, and I don't say that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, if you're going to do that, make sure sure that the tasks that are involved in your job are the highest priority in the high prioritization of your job, okay? And then all the other stuff that you're doing for other people or helping them out or the like, that is not your priority because that's not in your job description. And when in doubt, go over your job description with your boss and make sure that what you're doing is the proper priority. These should be part of your scheduled one-on-ones. These should be part of your reviews. These should be part of your overall communication with your manager, okay? So think about what you're doing regarding time management. It's not just the prioritization of tasks and projects. What it is an encompassed, large-scoped assignment that you're doing that will make sure that your time is properly managed, okay? Think of all the little things I just gave you, and you have no idea until you do them how much time you're going to save. Okay? Now the next thing is this. As part of your guilt management, remember, you have responsibilities at home. You have responsibilities that are outside of work. I know that work is very important. But when you notice that your responsibilities outside of the office are being overtaken by your perception that you have to stay or that the work is, we got to get the work done now and the like, that's for you to manage. That's for you to put the brakes on. That's for you to control and understand that your stuff outside of work matters, and it matters as much or more, okay? To be honest, your family and making sure that things that are important to you outside of work sometimes matter more than your job because your job is always there, right? And your job is absolutely important, but never put your job in front of your family for a long period of time because your family is more important. Sure, there are high stressful times or important times during peak periods where you have to stay late. I get it, but you don't have to make that a rule. And that's on you to control, okay? You do not have to do this all the time because you think that you have to get the work done. If you have the priority set with your boss and you have everything all set and understand that and have clarity, you're not gonna need to ask that question because you're gonna already know what the answer is. Excuse me. Okay? So I want you to take these actions and understand that time management is something that is part of your mindset. It is not something that's easily given and taken and put out of your mind and put in your mind based on the situation. It's part of everything you do, all right? And it also, you have to constantly keep this in the front of your mind because when you see new items that are becoming part of your routine, make sure you've created those new templated documents or the new items that you can reference as needed quickly to allow you to be able to use those items that you created to save time on a consistent basis. You're gonna get new stuff, so new docs gotta come, new templates gotta come, new screens gotta come. And to be honest, always think about ways, if you are a person that uses a lot of screens, think about ways that those screens can be improved and put in the improvement items into IT for down the road type improvements as continuous improvements. Just because things are set up a certain way doesn't mean they have to stay that way. So if there's some screen that's not efficient, make sure you use it and make sure you properly get it done. So as I'm saying, the process of time management is a real
understanding of the overall aspect of how time affects your life. Okay? So think about all the places in your life that you can save time. By doing templates, by doing things like lists beforehand, or the like. Okay, a lot of people, what they do is they have a list of things that they have to get done the next day, and they jot them down before they leave. That's great, because it goes right, you go right to that list the next day, and you don't, you don't get sidetracked. A big part of time management is interruptions and sidetrack. How do you make yourself not get interrupted, and how do you make yourself not get sidetracked? Okay? The final thing I want to say is I want you to really get in the habit of turning off your email, or at least turning off the email notification aspect of your email. Think about how many times you're doing something and you get the little pop-up notification and you go to your email and you go check it, and then you have to think about where you were. Okay? Emails can wait. All right? They can wait. Just get, if you gotta have your email up, just get rid of the notification, because that way you'll look at your email when the time allows. And then, if you're gonna leave your email up, what you wanna do is have specific periods in your calendar, okay? In your calendar that says check email, all right? And then that way, your calendar manages your day, right? So use your calendar for things like tasks, as well as funky little things that you want to do at certain times that you don't have a meeting for. Because what it does is it blocks out that time so that you can check your email and nobody's going to bug you and nobody's going to have another meeting, right? So think about, okay, I want to check my email. I want to do certain things. I want to check certain screens once a day that I have to do. Make sure you set that up in your calendar. You'll get the reminder and you'll know when to do it. Now, another thing I want you to do is every meeting, send an agenda. Okay? When you have the meeting, send the agenda. Why? You keep to the agenda, the meeting gets done quickly, everybody gets what they need, they know what to get, what to do clarity-wise going in, and they know what's up. Okay? This is a major time saver. Major. Okay? So think about, you're going to control your meetings, you're going to create templates, right? You're going to stay in communication with your boss so you know your priorities. You're going to also do all those other things with email that I told you you're going to do. Okay? And as I say, your career is your responsibility, people. No one else's. So you, just like that, as a subset of that mindset, your time management is your responsibility. You can't let guilt get in the way. You can't let all that other craziness get in the way. Your time management is your responsibility. I've just given you a bunch of things that I guarantee is going to save you a lot of time. I'm Six Sigma certified, so I'm always looking for continuous improvement items, and I'm always looking to track and maintain and improve efficiency. There are some ways right there where you're going to take it and you're going to own your time better. Okay? Again, my name is Anthony Hines. I try to help people with their career based on my experience, and I try to help people in the job search because it's horrible being unemployed. I don't care what anybody tells you. There are some real lonely and real tough times. I know, I've been there, and that's why I'm so committed to help people to make sure if they're in transition, I can help get them out as fast as possible. Because remember, you're only looking for one job if you're in transition, and who's to say that the next job is not the best job you've ever had, okay? I also, if you have any questions or any feedback, please email me at ahines00001@gmail.com. That's ahines00001@gmail.com. Come follow me on Twitter at Anthony_V_Hines. And also, please join my LinkedIn group. 2,500 plus people who all help each other out with recruiters, and as well as other professionals that are working and not working, all kinds of stuff. So please join my group. It's called the Anthony Hines Job Seeker Survival Group on LinkedIn. Look, people, Time management is not something to chase. It's something that you can own if you put your mind to it. So it's on you. Your career is your responsibility. Time management is just another task that should be managed as part of your career. Take responsibility to manage your time and own it. Time does not own you. You own the time and the allocation of it. Okay? So, have a great day. Till next time. Good luck and talk to you soon.